From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Egypt says whatever it was, there's no evidence of terrorism in that Russian plane crash. Egypt Monday said its investigators found no evidence of terrorism in the October 31st crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula that killed 224 people. Russia and the West, however, have said an explosive device placed on board the Airbus plane brought it down. The Islamic State group has also claimed responsibility. The Metrojet flight took off from the popular Sharm el-Sheikh resort area, and the crash has affected tourism, with both Russia and Britain responding by suspending flights to Egypt. President Obama goes to the Pentagon Monday to chair a National Security Council meeting on U.S. efforts to fight Islamic State. A White House statement said the president will receive an update from his national security team and discuss ways to further enhance the U.S. campaign to degrade and destroy the terrorist group. Mr. Obama is due to make a statement to reporter after the talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is joining foreign ministers from European and Arab nations on Monday for the latest talks in Paris on the battle against Islamic State and efforts to foster a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Diplomats are trying to build momentum for a meeting Friday in New York that would include UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. They want a foundation for a ceasefire and a political process based on an international agreement last month in Vienna to launch peace talks by January the 1st. The push toward negotiations is the most serious in nearly 2 years. In Syria, in the meantime, dozens are reported killed following a heavy bombardment of mortar shells in the opposition-held eastern Ghouta region near Damascus. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says airstrikes struck down the town of Douma, killing and wounding dozens, including children. This is VOA News. At least two people were killed and several wounded Sunday in the Central African Republic as voters cast ballots on a new constitution 2 weeks ahead of a delayed presidential and legislative elections aimed at ending 3 years of chaos. Threats of violence kept many away from the polls. Banki resident Radon Yarafa Emmanuel was able to vote, saying he was extremely satisfied to fulfill his civic duty. If passed, the new constitution would limit the president to 2 5-year terms, cut the power of the military and ensure religious freedom. Deadly clashes Saturday into Sunday between soldiers and members of a pro-Iranian Islamic group have left at least 12 people dead and dozens wounded in the northeast Nigerian city of Zaria. The army says hundreds of followers of Islamic movement of Nigerian leader Ibrahim Zakzaki barricaded roads blocking an army convoy containing the army chief of staff. Exit polls in France are projecting that voters decisively have rejected the country's anti-immigrant far-right National Front in Sunday's regional runoff elections. The National Front topped voting in 6 of the country's 13 regions in the first round of elections held just a week ago, but the exit polls show former President Nicolas Sarkozy and his allies were the clear winners in the second round. The Hudson Institute's Ben Haddad is not surprised by the result.
The moment when the socialists decided to withdraw their list from the second round and support the center-right conservative, the Republicans, Sarkozy's political party, it was clear that it would be very complicated for the National Front to win any of the region, to get an absolute majority. The conservatives won most of the regions where the National Front had the chance, but I mean, it's still clearly a warning for the French political establishment that the National Front to get more than 40%. This is unprecedented in French politics.
National Front leader Marine Le Pen had hoped a victory Sunday would serve as a springboard to launch a 2017 presidential bid. As many as 20 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. However, no tally finally has been announced. Zubair Iqbal is a Middle East Institute scholar.
The process is very bureaucratic, and the counting is done by hand. Under these circumstances, you will not know the final results for at least 24 hours. At this moment, as far as I can see, it looks like that 19 candidates, women candidates, have been elected. And they've been elected in fairly widely dispersed municipalities. However, what is important to note is that even at 19 or 20, it's still a small number, but it's a landmark.
The late King Abdullah, who died in January, issued a decree in 2011 authorizing women to vote. U.S. has hailed the election as a milestone. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.